LBC 97.3, Ian Dale at Drive.
10 to 6 here on LBC 97.3. We'll be coming back to your calls on the Tia Sharp grandmother interview a little bit later. Now, if you're a regular listener to my show, if you're a regular listener to the station, you'll know that I like to talk about apprenticeships and vocational education. Well, to keep Britain competitive in the world of business, it's essential that employees have the correct skill sets and training. Now, this week, LBC 97.3 special report is looking at the world of apprenticeships thanks to the National Apprenticeship Service. Today we're joined by Sarah Kaplan, a partner at PwC, to look at how apprenticeships can be beneficial for businesses and help to provide a skilled workforce. Good evening, Sarah.
Evening.
Now, how do apprenticeships help a business?
Well, apprenticeships can really help to improve the skills base within a business, and that in turn helps to boost productivity. But I think more than that, apprentices can bring really fresh thinking to the organisation, a new approach. What we've found at PwC is that apprentices are very entrepreneurial and innovative, and they bring new ideas that we might not have had in the business before.
And what cost savings do you find from taking on apprentices?
Well, traditionally, apprentices are taking more junior roles, so obviously their wage costs are slightly lower. But I think more importantly, you can also access some subsidies towards helping with the cost of training. And if you're an employer with less than 1,000 employees, you can also get a grant to help you take on apprentices. And both of those things together mean that it's quite a cost-effective way of bringing someone new into your business.
And how does offering apprenticeships help you actually grow your talent?
Well, I think the main thing about that is that you can bring in new, motivated, very enthusiastic people into the business who may not have thought about coming into your business before. You can open up new opportunities to diversify your workforce, and you sort of grow your own. So people who do apprenticeships typically are very loyal to the organisation. They grow up with you. They want to work with you. Often they've overcome quite some barriers to do an apprenticeship. So, for example, some young people that we talk to have had to go against what their parents might have thought or their peer group to do an apprenticeship instead of going to university. So there are lots of barriers they overcome, and it makes them really motivated and want to be there and want to help the business to grow.
And that's one of the interesting things, isn't it? Over the past, I don't know, 10, 15 years, maybe longer than that, we've concentrated so much on persuading more and more young people to go to university, I think, to the exclusion of vocational education and apprenticeships.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that we as employers are trying to do and help other employers to see is that we can change that perception that university is the only way. Mm. We you know, recruit a lot of graduates, but we also want to recruit people who decide, for whatever reason, not to go to university. Apprenticeship is a route that can still get you right to the top of a career.
And some people think that apprenticeships are just for very large companies. They're the only ones that can really afford to do it. Not the case at all, is it?
Not at all. It's for every size of company. And we worked with a lot of employers, large and small, to develop an apprenticeship programme. We did it to make it really fit for purpose. There are lots of apprenticeships out there that small businesses, entrepreneurs, can use to take on a new person into their business.
So if there's someone listening to this now and they think, well, actually, I haven't really thought about doing this, maybe I should, where can they go and find out more?
The best place to go is the National Apprenticeship Service. They have an apprenticeship vacancies service. They can help any employer to decide what sort of apprenticeship they might want to do, who might be able to provide it, look at how they can help them to recruit. So they've got a sort of a one-stop shop approach to that.
And what support is there out there for apprentices themselves?
For apprentices themselves, they can obviously access the National Apprenticeship Service, but also a lot of employers have websites that will help them look at what routes are available, what vacancies are out there. So, for example, we've got vacancies on our website. Lots of employers are doing that now because they're seeing it as a really great route to recruit highly talented people.
Well, Sarah, thanks very much for that. That was Sarah Kaplan, Head of Media at PwC. I think it was a very interesting insight into how businesses can benefit from taking on apprentices. We'll be talking more about apprenticeships in Julia Hartley Brewer's programme tomorrow afternoon. And for more information, go to lbc.co.uk.
LBC 97.3, Ian Dale at Drive.